Secretary designee Kathy Blumenfeld says the agency not only looks at the health of financial institutions, but people's financial health overall.
One of the things that's near and dear in the governor's budget, obviously, is roads and bridges and infrastructure, and making sure that we really have good roads for our citizens and guests to travel on, because it has such a overall impact on everything, really everything, from economic development to agriculture, tourism, safety.
According to the American Society of Civil Engineers, which rates the country's infrastructure, Wisconsin citizens driving on roads in need of repair costs each driver about $637 per year. TRIP, a national nonprofit transportation research group, found that one half of major local and state-maintained Wisconsin roads are in poor or mediocre condition. Blumenfeld says the state should act soon.
We really need to invest in our roads, and the governor's budget, I think, does a nice job of making sure that in the future we won't be in this situation. We'll have safe roads and bridges and dams and so forth, so that we really put our state back in a position that we've got safe roads.
Republicans in the legislature have been skeptical of Evers' proposals, citing increased taxes. The legislature repealed automatic indexing of the gas tax in 2005, and when the last automatic adjustment took place in 2006, it had raised the gas tax about 31 cents per gallon, but its repeal has resulted in more than $1.2 billion in lost revenue for roads. If passed, Wisconsin's 32.9 cent a gallon tax on vehicle fuel would be bumped to 40.9 cents per gallon to raise about $485 million for transportation projects, costing the average driver about $3 a month. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.